feet away. Because when a woman needs a coffee, she needs a coffee. Especially in combination with that BEC. Needless to say, 4 hours later, Sparkles got what she deserved. All was well, once again, in the world.
In case you hadn't heard, listening to WFO MFO in Medford,
Massachusetts, United States of America, the world, this galaxy.
Can't stand you. just everything you do. Make me wanna smile. Can I not like you for a while?
No, but you won't let me. You upset me, girl. And then you kiss my lips. All of a sudden I forget that I was upset. I can't remember what you did.
But hey, hey, you know exactly what to do. So that I can't stay mad at you for too long. That's wrong.
Hey, hey, you know exactly how to touch, so that I don't wanna fuss and fight no more.
So that I despise you, that I adore you,
and I hate how much I love you, girl.
I can't stand
how much I need, how much I need you.
That you have,
the only one that makes me laugh.
And it's not fair
how you take advantage of the fact that I love you beyond the reason why. And it just ain't right. And I hate how much I love you, girl.
I can't stand
how much I need you. And I hate how much I love you, boy.
But I just can't let you go.
And I hate that I love you so.
One of these days, maybe your magic will affect me.
And
your kiss will make me weep.
But no one in this world, not even Miss Bennett,
when you know me.
So I probably always cast a spell on me.
I'm
David McVitie.
DJ Shell.
Back with This Is Dancing.
On WMFO in Medford.
Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm excited to reintroduce one of our original segments. Who's that?
Who's that?
Today, I get to try to figure out one of my buddies that Michelle recorded.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, she's the best. Hey, Monica. Let me try to figure out what Monica is going to tell me.
Yeah, I really want to hear your guess on what you think it's going to be.
I think she's going to ask me about the next time we want to make a Market Basket run.
Are you sure?
That, or she's going to ask me if I can move my car.
Do you want to guess again, if it's not a question?
She's going to tell me I don't know. What's she going to say?
I need absolute silence. I need absolute silence. I need absolute silence to get into character. I need absolute silence.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
And that she wishes you a great weekend.
Hope you have a super great weekend.
We hope you do too, Monica.
Monica, watching 21 and 22 Jump Street with you were amazing. You introduced me to not only those, but the Pitch Perfect films. And that's just been a small part of why I'm extremely thankful for our friendship. Happy birthday, girl.
morning.
I'm
tired
from you.
Thank you. What's going on? Good morning.
Looking good, Mia.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Looking
good. Morning.
Good morning, Mia.
Good morning, Mia.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, I'll give you a signal when down.
Morning.
I can turn it down.
What's going on? Good morning.
Looking good, Mia.
Thank you. Good morning. Morning.
So, as long as I've known Michelle, I've been a strong proponent of Neo and his classy R&B jams, or so I thought. Recently, I was listening to R.E.D. all the way through, as did I listen to Year of the Gentleman, and I realized how superficial a lot of his jams are. They sound amazing, but the man talks about extremely basic ideas, including on Miss Independent, simply a woman who can fend for herself. So, with that in mind, Michelle and I came up with five things that really bug us, either about the Miss Independent music video or just the idea of the song itself. Hope you enjoy, but first, listen to the man.
Morning.
I'm
tired
from you.
Thank you.
Morning.
What's going on?
Neo walks into an office building.
Thank you.
Looking.
Good morning.
Woman one up and down. Woman two up and down.
Morning.
Woman three and four.
Good morning.
And woman five.
Made for a boss, only a boss, anything less.
narrates ridiculous. But come on, listen to that. You can't deny those vibes.
Won't you go and spend a little time?
Neo.
Yes.
Look, I just wanted to apologize for cutting you off today.
It's okay. You are the boss.
Is there something I can do to make it up to you?
What did the boss have in mind?
Ooh, where are they gonna go?
So you think about all the sexual implications there. But I analyzed that conversation and realized they said the exact correct things to make there be absolutely no evidence of any kind of sexual advance unless you look into their eyes. Hope you enjoyed. This is David Green McVitie.
This is Michelle Arden Stevens.
And we're rocking out here with This Is Dancing.
So we just watched the Neo video for Miss Independent, and we have a couple things we gotta say.
My first issue with the song is from about 15 seconds into the video until, well, pretty much for the rest of it, all Neo seems to be concerned with is how these women are put together.
My first impressions, his hat, terrible. Sorry, David, I know you love it.
His hat's not my favorite part about his outfit, but he is stunning. I think he's definitely one of the best looking guys I've seen. Which makes his behavior all the more unfortunate. I mean, he exhibits all the symptoms of severe attention deficit disorder and being incredibly horny. Which shouldn't be an issue for that man.
The line... There's something oh so sexy about a woman who don't even need my help. That just blows my mind.
You can't?
I just can't with this line.
But I can relate. It's like when you're rebuffed by something or someone, you want what you can't have. Anyway. Also, excluding the women that he makes... eyes at. In the first 40 seconds, as you may have heard me narrate, he looks seven women up and down as he walks through the office. One every 5 seconds ain't bad when you're incredibly attractive. But imagine that he wasn't such a good-looking dude. He's literally the office creep.
Also...
Out of a job after a week.
He's literally one of two men in the entire office, which is like not...
Hello!
I don't even know what office this could possibly be.
Bitch Media?
Why does Neo have a job at Bitch Media?
Come on now. If Neo applied and you were a prominent hiring manager at Bitch Media, you wouldn't hire Neo?
I guess it would be really great publicity. So you'd have to work on some.
You wouldn't want to just look at the dude all day and hear him go, "That's why I love you." No?
I would hire him for publicity purposes. It would make Bitch Media is not a very well-known organization, and I think having him around would bring it up, but I also think that he's sexist.
I can't deny that. He's very sexist. So my fourth point connects back to this last point that I made about how many women he's looking up and down. He's just so dweeby, and it's frustrating because he's got all the assets besides height that are seen as attractive in dudes, and he clearly doesn't really care about his work. Comes into the meeting late, which is totally on him. Because as soon as he walked into work, he didn't really get absorbed in anything important. So it's disappointing that he's not taking advantage of the opportunity he's been given.
And on that note, like, is he doing any work? Because he's just going around. He's just saying, hey.
He's definitely not. He picks up a newspaper at one point. He's clearly left-handed, which is kind of cool. It reminds me of my dad. I shouldn't even say that because my dad is extremely productive and thinks things through thoroughly.
But even though he's not doing very much more work than any work at the company, I believe he probably is still getting paid more than those women based on national averages.
I completely agree. He has a window office from which, of course, he checks out a woman walking her dog at the beginning of the video. And has a nice silver metallic sphere, silver globe displayed prominently on his desk. Perhaps when he's not looking at women, he's fascinated by that.
Just stares at the globe and stares at women.
Hey. He couldn't tell you two things about the economic forecast he was supposed to cover, but Azerbaijan, he's a pro by now.
Do you think that Neo himself, like, has ever actually been in an office atmosphere?
That's a great question.
So, like, if he was producing this movie or this video, maybe he doesn't even know what an office is supposed to look like.
He's kind of nailed GEI.
Whose desk is he sitting at? Mike Pastor. Holla, Professor Pastor.
And then one other thing that really frustrated me was the boss, the woman who becomes his main attraction a minute into the video, at one point is talking on the phone with her legs up at her desk, almost implying that she's hustling the job. For much of the rest of the video, she's shown working hard. She gives a presentation at one point. So it's like, why not just show her concentrating the whole time? That's what really gets me going, I know, is seeing women intensely concentrated.
And did you even see the way that he came up behind her after that meeting? Creeper!
I'm so glad you brought that up. It is quite a jaunt.
He just sneaks up on behind her and, like, taps her hand or
something. It's a bit of a slither.
And then she just, like, hands him her books and walks away. And I'm like, yas, queen.
So, to wrap things up here and to possibly frustrate Michelle, for me, the worst part of all this is after watching the video, I think that Neo knows a bit more than I was giving him credit for. Because I think he realizes what a lame, horny, good-for-nothing worker he appears. And then falling for this boss starts to wake him up to the fact that he's got to fend for himself.
And you know what I say.
She ain't his mama.
mama, no. We used to be crazy in love. Can we go back to how it was? When did you get too comfortable? 'Cause I'm too good for that, I'm too good for that. Just remember that.
Whitney says there. Now we're ready for some hyperbole here. And since it's just us two in the stud, you know, someone's getting rapid fire question, and it's David Green McVitie.
I'm ready to go.
So, for those of you who haven't listened to the show before, I'm just going to ask some rapid fire questions. He's going to give us a period of his life and a fun teaser. And then after a break, we'll hear one of his stories. And for those of you who have listened before, get ready for a great week of hyperbole. All right. What was your most embarrassed time?
Before junior high football.
Favorite field trip?
Elementary school cave.
Longest you've been shwasted?
Senior week, college.
Favorite sports moment as a player?
High school, Concordia.
Worst haircut?
College, buzz cut.
Best date?
Since college. Patios.
Best group of friends?
High school. Wyatt and the boys.
Favorite field trip? Did I ask that one already?
Yep.
Skip it. I'm not going in order. Most hated chore?
Making my bed all my life.
Wow. Most shocked?
Since college, not totaling a car.
Moment that time stood still?
All my life, throwing a baseball, thinking it's going to hit a windshield.
Worst haircut?
You already said that.
Say it again. No, is it best haircut? Oh, crap. Worst behavior?
High school, talking back. Ugh.
Worst. That's terrible. Worst. All right, give me worst haircut again, and we'll just cut it out. Worst haircut.
Junior high buzz cut.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved her. Fucker never loved her. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Niggas still playing my old shit, but your shit is like the police asking.
All right, that was some terrible behavior by Drake. Tell me about your favorite field trip, David.
When I was in third grade, we went to a circus-like area that was, I said caves, but tunnels better describes these multicolored, almost moon bounce-like tunnels that we would be able to run or walk through. And I just remember that it was the first field trip where I wasn't holding the hand of a partner walking through a museum, and it was just a time for me and my third and fourth grade classmates to run around, and it was like, oh my god, we're in school right now? Technically, yes, but in reality, no. In third grade, I was often chained up at recess. Theoretically speaking, what do you call it?
Metaphorically?
Metaphorically speaking, because I was often talking back to Mrs. Robinson, who I may have in no small part been responsible for a premature retirement.
You were on your worst behavior.
Like Drake. And at the end of that third grade year, without Mrs. Robinson it was a lot of fun to see the summer in sight and get to just let it all hang out with my classmates.
That sounds like an awesome field trip. Was it like, were there balls being thrown around too? I'm trying to envision it.
It's frustrating that I don't remember more of it, but I think part of it is that as opposed to going to a theme park, which is always really fun, this is something that I only partially remember, and it was so unique that it sticks out.
Hmm. Cool. Well, what song do you want to play? I'm going to play Kill the Lights, so request that.
Kill the Lights, Alex Newell.
You set me free. Every time your hands on me, I want to be
So now we're here for our final segment.
Welcome back to This Is Dancing. We're about to get to hear Michelle's six picks of the day. What's the theme today, Michelle?
These are all songs that were on my playlists from the last year. So about 1 year ago, these were some jams that I was rocking out to.
Let us join you. Michelle, what's this called?
This song is called Overdrive. Or it's actually, it's called Gecko, parentheses, Overdrive. I don't know why.
Very nice.
This song was my jam for like months on end.
Doing what? Everything? Working out? Doing homework?
Walking everywhere. I felt like a supermodel.
That's awesome. It just lift your mood?
Definitely.
Closer, a little bit closer.
When you'd listen to this, would your mood start to improve once that chorus hit? Or was it almost Pavlovian that after a while, even just with that slower intro, you knew it was coming?
The entire song is just...
Awesome.
It's Raindrops by Sunburn.
Great choice.
You got me caught up in your loving, stuck here in my lovesick mind. And I've been trying to pick myself up off the floor, and I'd be lying to say I don't want you anymore. You got my blind heart holding on to you, and I don't know where it's going. Oh, what if you do? And I try to control it, but control is what I lose. You got my blind heart on to you. Just let it be. 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 Just let
David's in the stude shaking his head.
I ask genuinely, so what are some of the aspects of the song that get you going? What are some of the aspects that's separated from your average song?
This sick beat.
Great point. Doesn't it frustrate you though when the vocals are very repetitive?
No.
Able to just kind of zone it out?
I mean, they're good. I still stand by that I enjoy this song. And if it's, I think that there's different types of music, and not every song needs to have like non-repetitive stuff. It's like electronic music has a lot of repetition in it, and I'm down for a sick beat if the vocals aren't very powerful. But also, I listen to some songs that don't even have words to them. So I guess that's where we differ. Sometimes, like, I think that the beat, that's almost like vocals to me. It's like just a different, like the beat in the background of the song changes throughout the song.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why, I don't know about this song yet, but with some of your other songs, they've really grown on me. Ain't Your Mama is a good example of that.
I've got this thing, gonna blow your mind, pulling a string, helping you unwind. You want to know, but it can't.
is Marian Hill, and I was at a free concert in Baltimore with Parker and some of his friends from high school last summer, and Gabby was there too. And this song was one of the songs that we had heard before the show, and I just I automatically knew that it was a jam. And when they started playing it, I had only heard it earlier that day, and when they started playing it, we all went crazy. It was awesome.
My God, this is a nice song.
This is all we listened to senior year, me and my friend group, on repeat.
I'm jealous. What's the name of this?
It's a Ghost, the Oliver Nelson remix by Ella Henderson.
What a jam. For those of you who tuned in for the first time within the last 2 minutes, I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And you've been listening to This Is Dancing
on WMFO in Medford.
Stick around. We'll be back next week. But until then, be good, boys and girls.
All these demons away, but your ghost, the ghost of you.